after you get pregnant, people start to ask you, have you gotten on a childcare center list? Have you found a nanny?
Only there's one major issue local parents are facing.
There simply just aren't enough places for people to go.
That's DC Council member David Grasso. In 2015, there were 22,000 children under the age of 3 in the district. But there were fewer than 8,000 spots for these young children at licensed daycare centers. In Maryland and Virginia, things are pretty similar.
Childcare programs run at full capacity.
Liz Kelly is with the Division of Early Childhood Development at the Maryland State Department of Education.
Parents, as soon as they know they're pregnant and expecting, will put their name on a wait list.
Since the 1970s, the American family structure has shifted. In 46% of today's homes, both parents work full-time, making childcare in high demand. Leslie Morgensteiner writes about issues facing today's parents.
There's this real onslaught of the practical reality that you literally cannot leave your house if you don't have good childcare.
Despite starting our search early, I still felt I was behind the ball.
DC resident Jennifer Kaufman started researching childcare options when she entered her second trimester. That's about the same time most expecting parents start sharing their good news with family and friends. But instead of finding a promising place to send her child, she found herself on a waiting list.
This child that was the size of, you know, a bean and that we didn't even have a name for yet, but we still had to put, you know, ourselves on waiting lists because there were a bunch of parents ahead of us.
So what's causing this shortage? For starters, it costs a lot to take care of infants and toddlers. And despite high tuition rates, daycare center profit margins are low. Rent prices and zoning regulations also make it difficult to expand. The good news is local agencies are aware of the issue. Arlington is launching a countywide effort to look at ways to increase access. And DC's Grasso proposed a bill to help eliminate facility costs for daycare centers looking to expand. His hope is that more children get care and the rent-free savings gets passed on to families.
The average cost is something around $22,000 a year for child care. And so we're doing everything we can on every angle.
Yes, you heard that number correctly. $22,000 a year. In our next part of the Child Care Crisis series, we'll explore why costs are so high. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.